Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim for Malchios, Zichronos, and Chofros for preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Today, we look at the first of the series from Ksuvim in the Zichronos section. It comes from Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Zecher Asala Niflosav, he made a memory for those who are wondrous, his wondrous creations. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem is a chanun v'rachum. He shows great mercy and pity on Am Yisrael, or maybe on worldkind. We'll take a look at that in a minute. In fact, Rashi comments and he says, what's this zecher asa? So Rashi says, God established the idea of Shabbos and Yontif, and any other time he tells us that we're supposed to make a zecher litzias Mitzrayim. Why does he make all these mitzvos and opportunities? So Rashi says, it's lahatzdik es Am Yisrael. It's there to go ahead and help Am Yisrael. The more opportunities that we have to prove that we're aware of Hashem, the greater off we are. And so therefore, that's what David HaMelech is pointing out here in the Tehillim. He says, Zecher Asala Niflosav. We are the Niflosav. We are those who are being referred to as Hashem's wondrous ones. And he made a days of remembrance and mitzvos of remembrance for us to grow and see him. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Take a look at that. By making so many, Hashem showed us that he was wondrous and merciful. Rav Shamsham Rafael Hirsch in his commentary to Tehillim adds that Hashem wanted to give people more than what he wanted to give to animals. People react better. People learn. And so therefore God gave more developmental experiences because people have the ability to see what's going on around them and to become aware and to change their lives to recognize just how great Hashem is in the world. According to Rav Shamsham Rafael Hirsch, Zecher Asala Niflaosav doesn't just refer to Am Yisrael, it refers to mankind in general. That through the process of recognizing, man will come to realize that Hashem is Chanan V'Rachem. But I need to also add that there's a great comment of Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Heschel, the Abder Rav, the Ohev Yisrael. In Parshas Vayetze, the Ohev Yisrael points out that these experiences are not just the Shabbos and Yontif experiences, but rather, we look into the Torah and we realize that when the Avos and the Imos needed a particular miracle, they tend to look at other similar experiences. In fact, the Abder Rebbe says, when it becomes time to look for a segula, it's not a segula you should look at. Go back to the stories in Tanakh. Read those. The great chief rabbi of Rehovot, Rav Kalman Ber, was one of my rebbeim. I actually wasn't my actual rebbe. I sat near him in the Beis Medrash in Karmi Yavne. Today he's a great, wonderful chief rabbi in a wonderful city. So I remember when I left the yeshiva one year, and I was heading back to America, Rav Kalman stopped me and he said, before you leave, Kashar Atanim Sabbath State Teufa, when you're sitting in the airport and you're at the Namala Teufa, you're at the gate, take some time out and read the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. Never understood what he was talking about until I had come back to Yeshiva and he asked me, did you follow? I said, yeah, but I was wondering what was the Yesod? And he told me again, when a person is heading in a particular situation, go back and see how Avraham prepared for it. How did Yitzchak prepare for it? How did Yaakov prepare for it? And so Reb Kalman told us, when Yaakov Avinu went and was about to go and deal with the world, he achieved what he achieved through the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. And he recognized he needed to engage in Tefillah, he needed to engage in Daron, he needed to engage in preparation for Milchama. He had to take the three steps engaging the world on three different fronts. And so he said, that should always be on your mind. And I've subsequently found that as well. But the Abder Rebbe says it's not only when you're leaving Chutz Laretz. If you have to go ahead, and you have to go ahead, and somebody's thinking about fertility needs, he or she should read Vashem Pakara Sarah. When you're going ahead and you're dealing with questions of Shidduchim, learn the Parsha, that big section in Parshas Chayisara. It'll have an impression on you how to proceed. And that's Hashem's chesed. He made Zecher Asa. He made places for us to remember, oh yes, he was able to do this in the past. And as the Abder Rebbe adds, Umashpia, and it can influence us as well. So again, three ideas contained herein. The idea of Zecher Asa L'Niflaosav as a reference to the world at large, to grow from seeing world events. Zecher Asa L'Niflaosav, the understanding of the Abder Rebbe, that when we have to deal with situations in our lives, we should look to our avos and imos as sources of inspiration, and then zecher asa, that we don't go there, we don't need to just go there in the past, that we go there today. So the takeaway points, perhaps, as we're reciting this pasuk, should be as follows. One, Zecher is not only for Hashem. He gifted us the power of Zikaron as well to develop strength. And so we might ask ourselves, what are we looking for in lives and where we're going to find it in Tanakh? And by the way, are we going to review and prepare for that? And that might be a good Rosh Hashanah process for us to consider in pre-Rosh Hashanah thinking, what are our needs and how we're going to achieve it? Two, man has a power of Zechira at his disposal. It's what brings us being above animals. So what episodes in our lives do we recall seeing Yad Hashem? We've all had experiences, we just don't always pay attention to it. And so maybe we need to carry those in with us as we're going through the Zichrono section, and particularly this Pasuk. And finally, God gives us so many opportunities, right? He gives us Shabbos, He gives us Yontif, He gives us other Zechiros. We need to recite those. And we need to remember them. And we need to consider, when we say Zeichel Itzias Mitzrayim, or Zeichel Amasa Bereishis, that they're not just for words. These experiences can also be connecting pieces. And how might we in our lives take our Shabbos, take our Yontif, take our Mitzvah performance, and use it to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. If we can achieve these things, then Be'ezus Hashem, there's no limit to what we can achieve. So let's put this into our davening, and it will make not only Rosh Hashanah a great day, but every day a great day. Have a terrific day.